Say the ministry,
of the Holy Ghost.
You know the Holy Ghost has a ministry? He has a ministry. Yay! Woo! Go home. No. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has a ministry. Now, who is the Holy Ghost? And see, I won't be able to cover all of this. How many of you know I can't cover all of this morning, the ministry of the Holy Ghost? That's a five-minute message, the ministry of the Holy Ghost. No, we're going to continue on, and I'm going to dump a lot of stuff. Say a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff this morning, and I'll probably spend the next several weeks trying to clean it up. I hope you're here.
Yes.
You know, don't get religious on me, because I'm going to share something with you that could profoundly affect and change your life. If you let it. If you don't let it, it won't change you, and you'll sit here and you'll look the same and you'll go home after today, and then you'll come back next week and nothing will happen. But my job is to take you to a place of understanding and in the anointing where you can go somewhere and be someone that you weren't before. And that comes by the Word of God going into you and the Holy Ghost ministering to you and saying something to you beyond even what I said. And there, I'm on the tip of something this morning where it'll take you there. And I know it, right? The ministry of the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? He's God. You know this, right? The Holy Ghost is God. Where is he today? He's on the earth. We're big on this here. Where's Jesus? He's at the right hand of the Father. Where's the Father? He's in heaven. Now, and that is in no way demeaning the Father and Jesus. That is just putting the emphasis where the emphasis should be for the church, is that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and it's his ministry that we get to partake of.
Yes,
and if we don't partake of his ministry, we're not partaking of a ministry. We're not partaking of anything except a bunch of religious bunk. I don't know if that's a word or not, but it fit well. All right? Believe with me that we can get revelation, that we can go farther. How many of you are as far as you want to be? You there? You've had enough? Time to go home? Should we just have a funeral service every Sunday morning? No, we're not there yet. We want more, right? So let's believe for more. Let's believe for revelation. Let's believe that we can hear from God and be changed today, right? Father, in Jesus' name, we ask just that. We believe you and ask you that we would have revelation, that we would be changed today. We want to go farther on in the things of God. I ask you to change our goofy thinking, straighten it out, cause us to be right on, smack on with a plumb line of heaven. Let us be right on in the Spirit in the things of God. We thank you for it. We believe we receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes.
So our faith should not be in the wisdom of men, or in the traditions of men, or in all the other things of men. Our faith should be in the power. Say the power.
Power.
The power of God. Now, we got a big problem in the body of Christ because a lot of people lump the Holy Ghost and the power and the gifts and the anointing all together, and they say it's all the same thing. It's not.
No.
It's the power of God. Well, the power would be the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing and the power of someone.
Yes.
Who's the someone we're talking about here? The Holy Ghost. So we should have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you going to be all right with this?
Yes.
Am I being too clear? We're going to have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, now we can go on to describe things about the power of the Holy Ghost. So we can have faith. Can we have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost? Should we have faith in the power of the Holy Ghost? According to this verse of Scripture, that is what the speech and the preaching should be about. Well, welcome to church. About the having faith in the power of the Holy Ghost. For what? For what? For everything. For every area of life. For your finances. For your car. For your family. For your physical body. For your neighbors. For whatever you're doing. And wherever you're going. Really? Yeah, really. And we need to come up in this. I'm going to make a statement a little bit later today that, you know, frankly, I heard it and I was like, what? That can't be true. That goes crosswise with my religious head. Which should automatically go, that's probably true then. It's going crosswise with my religious head, it's probably true. And you'll hear it, because probably when you hear it, it'll go crosswise with your religious head too. And then you'll go, glory to God. Hallelujah. Which means we can all learn and we can all grow and we can all be changed and we can all be instructed and we can all come on. Yeah. And we can be changed from glory to glory to glory, even as by. It's one of the things that the power of God does is change you from one glory to the next. Hallelujah. Well done. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Your faith should be in the gifts, the graces of the power of the Holy Ghost. And see, now we got a body of Christ. Here, turn over there. Go to 1 Corinthians 12:1. We've got a body of Christ just completely ignorant. Or they've been taught the wrong thing, so what they think is the power of God or a gift of the Spirit is not. It's something else. Which means they're ignorant. You don't want to be ignorant? Hallelujah. Should the body of Christ be ignorant?
No.
Are you in the body of Christ?
Yes.
Then you should not be ignorant. Okay. Glory be to God forever. You there?
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would have you ignorant. I would not have you ignorant. Is this in your Bible? Who's the Bible speaking to you? It's speaking to you. Does God want you ignorant? Now, first of all, if our faith is to be in the power or the gifts and the graces of God, the Holy Ghost, then if we're ignorant, then we're not pleasing God. And He says we're not supposed to be ignorant. Do you know about anybody in the body of Christ just ignorant of the gifts of the Spirit? Or misusing the gifts of the Spirit, so therefore they must be ignorant about what they're doing or how to do it. Another thing of ignorance is ignoring something. They're ignorant. I wrote that in my notes. That's how I caught myself. They're ignoring it. Him. He's in the body of Christ. He's God in the earth today, and they're ignoring Him because they'd rather not deal with it, or they don't want to go that way. Now, if you remember, we talked about spirit, soul, and body. Where are all the leadings of God going to come from? They're going to come from your spirit. They're going to come from the Holy Spirit dealing with your inner man, your spirit man, not your mind, and that's where people get weird, and not with your body. He's going to be dealing with you predominantly, first and foremost, from your inner man, so you can see how it's so easy to be ignorant, to ignore that. How many of you had your inner man saying something and you just wanted to ignore it? Because it wasn't convenient at the time. I don't want to say that. I don't want to do this. That's uncomfortable. And Eddie's going, hey, scratchy, scratchy, scratchy. You should go say something to so-and-so. What? I got a phone call. Your mother's telling you to clean up your room. What? I can't hear you. The TV's too loud. See, you're ignoring. Willfully ignorant. Willfully ignorant. You see this? Uh-huh. This is going to be good. Because we can't do this anymore. We can't leave it there. Once truth is revealed, you have to come up to the level of that truth and walk in the light of it. You really have no excuse anymore. Yay, thank you. Man, I should have stayed home then. I like my excuse. Well, too bad. All right, now go down to verse 4. You didn't read it already, did you? Now there are diversities of gifts. But what?
Same Spirit.
Same Spirit. There's diversities of gifts, meaning there's different kinds of gifts, but they're the same Spirit. Many different kinds. It's like you go down the cereal aisle. Are there many different kinds of cereal? But they all just made out of sugar and corn. No. You can't carry that too far, but there's many different kinds, you understand. But they're all cereal. All right? There's many different kinds of the gifts of the Spirit, but they're all of the same Spirit. Are you here? Oh, Jesus is Lord. Yay. Verse 5. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Now, I'm going to twist a little bit of your theology here, because a lot of people like to go here and do all kinds of wacky stuff with this. But we're talking about being ignorant of spiritual things. And then this whole chapter is talking about the Spirit of God. And he's talking about all the gifts of the Spirit, but people like to interject everything else in here. I'm telling you, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, we're talking about the Spirit of the Lord. All right?
Yes.
We're not just breaking off and talking about something else now. Are you here?
Yes.
I hope so. Verse 5 again, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations. Are you here? But it's the same God who works all in all. Who's the God who's working all in the all? It's the Holy Spirit. Who's the ones that the operations of the gifts are all by? The Holy Spirit. And so the administration thereof in the earth is by the Holy Spirit. Quickly go down to verse 11. I hope you're ready for this. But all these worketh. Say worketh. That one and the selfsame Spirit. All these what? All these gifts, all these administrations, all these operations, all of these gifts, all of these worketh. Say worketh. That one and the selfsame Spirit. Wouldn't it be good to know him then?
Yes.
He's God in the earth today. Anything. Now here's my statement. Are you ready? If anything, if you want to write this down, you can. If anything is accomplished by God in the earth, it is accomplished by the Holy Ghost. And through one or more of these nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, someone may immediately reject this at offhand because they don't, number one, they don't understand what I'm saying, which is not unusual. But they may say, well, God can do anything. The Holy Ghost can do anything. No, he can't. He's sovereign according to his word. And if there were more gifts or operations of the Holy Spirit, he would have said so. But what people fail to see is the depth of each one of these gifts of the Spirit. He's functioning through them all the time. And once again, anything that God does in the earth, God the Holy Ghost does in the earth today, is done by one or more of these gifts of the Spirit. That's how he does things. Now I say one or more because sometimes it takes more than one to get a certain thing across. You know, and we'll say, well, we prayed a prayer and it was a miracle. It happened. Well, if it was done by God, it was done through one or more of the gifts of the Spirit. If you had an answer from God, all of a sudden I woke up and I understood the answer. And I didn't understand the answer before, but now I do. It was one or more of the gifts of the Spirit because He put himself in here. He said, I'm going to do it this way. He said, I'm going to do it with all of these gifts, these nine gifts. And if it was a revelation about tomorrow, I just know something's going to happen tomorrow. That is a word of wisdom. Now, it might not have been while you were in the pulpit. Right? It might not have been while you were doing a healing line. And I'm going to get to that in a minute here. Why don't I just go over there now? Go back up to verse 7. Yeah, I thought you skipped some verses there, brother. It was intentional. Are you here? I can tell, you know, a lot of you know, I'm rattling your cage. I'm shaking up your theology a little bit. I tell you, that statement shook up my theology when I first heard it. Everything that God does, God the Holy Ghost does in the earth today is done by one or more of these gifts of the Spirit. And I'm going to help you out today that God has been using you and using these gifts of the Spirit a whole lot more than you've even thought. Because we've kept it out here in the realm of either ministry or the realm of something else. Well, it's not just ministry. It's for you. It's for your benefit. It's for your profit. I'll give an illustration here that when, you know, we were believing God for a car, our last car was pretty much dead. I don't know. We were still driving it around, though. It was like the living dead. We were driving it around, and we knew that it was not going to pass inspection. Inspection was coming up. You know? And so we had to do something. We needed a car. And so we're sitting there thinking, okay, now I got to go borrow money or do this or do something to get a, right? You got to do something to get another car. All of you might do it a little bit different way, but you're thinking about what you need to do to come up with the wheels that drive you around. And it was coming up. We were like within a week of, what are you going to do? My wife saying, what are you going to do? And my head saying, what are you going to do? And the devil saying, what are you going to do? And I'm saying, what am I going to do? But so I'm out driving in the car, and I'm praying in tongues. Say, praying in tongues. It's a benefit to pray in tongues. Yes. It will help you. Yes. It's the doorway into all of these other things that I'm talking about. And the more you pray in tongues, the more you're going to be able to locate yourself as a spirit man, and then he's going to be able to get those juices flowing. Right now, I don't know if that's the best way to say it, but get your juices flowing. Yes. Hallelujah. And so I'm praying in tongues, and all of a sudden my tongues change. Say, his tongues changed. My tongues changed from my regular prayer language to something that I knew was interpretable. And how'd you know that? I knew it on my inner man. Not in my head. And now with my flesh was driving the car. Hopefully my head was too. I was at a red light. I know exactly where I was. And then I after I spoke, you know, for maybe, I don't know, probably only 15 seconds in this other tongue, I began to interpret it. And the interpretation came out and said, you don't need to do anything. I've already taken care of it. There's a car coming to you. I mean, I don't remember the exact interpretation, but I remember that was the interpretation. It wasn't the translation. It was the interpretation that I don't need to, that something's going to happen, and it's already been taken care of, and a car is coming to you. Well, it wasn't but a day or so. Then someone called us up from, you know, down in Massachusetts somewhere, and they said, hey, God spoke to me and said, well, you were supposed to give us your car. Well, and that's the car we're driving right now. And they said, well, come down and get it. We said, well, we'll be right down. But was that in ministry?
No.
Was I ministering to somebody else? Was I moving in a healing line? See, now we've thought many times, and we've probably heard other people preach on this, that the gifts of the Spirit are for ministry, for other people. They flow out to other people. Well, then I messed it up, didn't I? No, he was helping me. The gift of the Spirit was to help me. And God did something in the earth, and it was by a gift of the Spirit. This one was a little more clear than some of the other ones that we might think. I tell you, when we get into this, and I'm hoping to be able to get into all of them, and I've been wrestling as to whether to go through all the gifts of the Spirit, you know, like you might one after another. So really probably what's going to happen is they're just going to come out randomly as they fit in to what we're talking about. But generally, the gift of the working of miracles, we've been operating in this a whole lot more than we think we've been. And what's going to happen is once we recognize that, are you here?
Yeah.
Once we recognize that, we'll be able to lean into it more and we will have greater manifestations. Say
greater.
Manifestations. Because we've been ignoring it. We've been ignorant and then we've been ignoring it. We can walk in all of the gifts of the Spirit all the time. Why? Because they're not yours. This is another thing that I really hate.
Yeah.
You hate? Yes. Hate it. Preacher hates. I hate it. Is that, it's, you know, once, you know, well, you have the gift of working of miracles. You have the gift of healing. You have it. It's not yours. Who has the gift? The Holy Ghost has the gifts, and he divides them severally as he wills. He gives them out to you, and then that's the gift. When you get a word of wisdom, he gives you a word of wisdom. You don't now have the word of wisdom. You never have the word of wisdom. You have a word of wisdom that the Holy Ghost divided and gave you. That's the gift part. He gave it to you as a gift. And then you use it, and then it's gone. I tell you, that's a better way to live than to just go around, well, I have one gift.
Right.
Well, that doesn't work everywhere. If you had the gift of healing, well, how are you going to get your car?
Just give me a bad car, I'll heal it.
Is this right?
Yeah.
You have the gift, and he is a person. He is the Holy Ghost. You have the gift of the Spirit himself. And when you yield to him and you learn how to yield to him, he will be beginning to give you all the gifts of the Spirit severally as he will. Severally. Divided and many. As he wills. Right? Some of us just happen to be better at yielding to one or another. Does that make sense? Yeah. Who? Shaka Mahandai. Yay, God. I don't know. I thought this was going to be pretty good. Yay. Well, let's read on here. Verse 7, right? But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to the preacher on Sunday morning. The manifestation is given to every man. Everyone say, I'm an everyman. Right? The manifestation or the gifting manifested is given to every man to profit with all. Now here, if you look in your King James Bible, you got a King James Bible? I do. Hee-haw. To every man to profit with all. That profit with all, it's a combined word. They put the two in there thinking they were going to clarify it, and when what happened is they really kind of muddied it up. It really means to profit. It means to, here, I got it written down here. To profit, to give you an advantage. An unfair advantage. You've got an advantage over the competition. You have an advantage over everything else in life. You have an advantage over the other people that you work with. You have an unfair advantage. Why? Because you've got the Holy Ghost. He's God, and he's able to give you an advantage. He's able to profit you in whatever. And see, that's why we need to have all of the gifts of the Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Ghost to be able to manifest himself in all, say all of the gifts of the Spirit whenever he wants to, so that we can have the greatest advantage. Are you preaching advantage? Yes. You should have an unfair advantage, and you do, but we've been ignorant of it or ignoring. So did it say he's only given it to you to profit someone else? And I think this is what they people think here when they see that, to profit with all. Well, he's only going to give the gifts of the Spirit if I'm going to be talking to Joyce, because then it's for her. Or for John, and then it's always for somebody else. No. Predominantly. What's the Holy Ghost just for somebody else? Predominantly. That sounds selfish. I know. Deal with it. Salvation is selfish. You have to go, Jesus, I make you my Lord because I don't want to go to hell. That's selfish. How could you? It's the same thing with all the things of the Scripture. We've got all the promises. Listen, all the promises of God are there, but we've been missing it because we've not been allowing the Holy Ghost to grace us. It's another word we're going to catch up on. Grace us or gift us in that area by a gift of the Holy Ghost that we can yield to that will bring it to pass. Because everything in the earth, if it's done by God, it's done by one or more of the gifts of the Spirit. Are you here?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is with me. The Holy Ghost is in me. These are things that you need to be confirming and affirming on a daily basis. The Holy Ghost is with me and in me, and he has all the gifts of the Spirit. And as I yield to him, these spiritual gifts will operate in me for my benefit, that I can profit. He wants you to profit. I don't care if it's you lost a ring, or if you need some wisdom about what to do. All of these things. And lots of times we'll just chalk it up to answered prayer. And we're ignorant of what really went on behind it. You see how this is going to help people?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be able to give credit where the credit is due. And the Holy Ghost is doing stuff all the time. And he's very silent on most of it. He's not one to lift himself up or puff himself up, and he's been ridiculed for years, even by the church, and yet he still helps them out. But as we give to place to him, we're going to be able to recognize, say recognize, and yield to him. And we're going to have greater manifestations in our finances, and in our physical bodies, and in our families. I wish I could just have the gifts of the Spirit, you know, going out and doing things in my family. Yes, that's what we're talking about. How many of you know you're much more successful? I don't know if you've ever been used of something that you could say that was a gift of the Spirit, right? I'm taking you over into the area where you might not have even known it was because we were ignorant of it. That's why I love that statement so much, because it breaks it right down to, well, if this was done by God, there was a gift of the Spirit involved, and I can know it. But how many of you have been used by a gift, maybe either a tongue or interpretation, it was spot on, or you had a word of wisdom and it was spot on, came right to pass, or you had a gift of healing and it came to pass? How many of you know when it's that way, it's much easier? It seems like it comes to pass much quicker than if you're just praying and believing, confessing, believe me, I'm not against confession or praying and believing. That's our part. But now when we can be yielded and listening to the Holy Ghost, we will be aware of greater manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. All right, are you here?
Yeah.
Lord be to God forever. The literal translation of verse 7 is, to each one is given the showing forth of the Spirit to profit. Yeah. And it that takes away this religious, say religious. It takes away this religious thing that we can only be using the gift of the Spirit for somebody else. Wrong. Look at the Bible. What about, you know, when Elijah was up there and he was waiting by the brook Cherith, and he had a working of miracles or the gift of faith, probably a combined thing going on there, where birds were bringing him meat and bread. Who was that for? First and foremost, it was for him. Say this, I'm going to operate in the gifts of the Spirit for my profit. And that pleases God. First and foremost. Is this selfish church? No. This is scripture church. And we have to sometimes cut the legs off of these cows, these sacred cows. Put that illustration up there. No. Because we've not been aware of it. So many times the Holy Spirit's been trying to get something over to you by a gifting of His Spirit, and we've missed it because we thought it had to be for someone else or it had to be in a certain context. It's not. It's every day. It's right now. It's when you leave here. It's when you go home. It's in your house. The Holy Ghost is there. He wants to do things today and every day, and it's going to be by the gifts of the Spirit. I hope you're here. Yeah. Jesus is Lord. Yay, God. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Go to, I'll read verse 7 again, then I'll continue on. The manifestation, or the making visible, of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with it. Now, the making visible. What's the making visible of a gift of the Spirit? The manifestation. He says manifestation, but sometimes you got to clarify it. The making visible, the manifestation of God doing something in your physical body, God doing something in your family, God doing something in your finances, the making visible, the making manifest of it. This is good and exciting. The making manifest of that is given to every man. You've got promise here that God's going to do it. Yeah. Severally as he will. Where am I here? Verse. Given to every man to profit with all. Verse 8. For to one is given by the what? By the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now let me ask you a question. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing one and then the other? Is he just randomly picking stuff? He's got this big giant thing in the sky where he rolls it around. He sticks his hand in and he goes, oh, Gary gets a word of wisdom today. That's right. He's answering you. If the Holy Ghost is going to answer your prayer, he has to do it through one of these nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, it may be on a lower level than what you are anticipating because you are expecting the Red Sea to part. And a guy to walk over with a package and hand it to you. Or a donkey to come with a bag of money in his mouth. But it didn't happen that way. All of a sudden, someone thought something different. They made a phone call, and if it was figured out. But that same thing was a miracle. It was a working of miracles, and the Holy Ghost did it. He doesn't always have to part the Red Sea. Might just have to part your hair. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Well, why is he going to give you a gift of healings if you need a car? Because that's goofy, and that doesn't make any sense. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. And that's why I love this one, because it's so broad. We can be believing God for anything on any gift, on any verse in the Bible, And that could be a working of miracles to bring it to pass.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I was at the right place at the right time. Well, how does that happen?
The Holy Ghost.
Well, the universe.
It added things up and it put me in the right place at the right time. Oh, shut up. No, that was a working of miracles. You were working it. You were walking out. And I will hopefully, I'll get into the definition of these a little bit more because we'll be able to see that, wait a minute, God is doing this for me. Isn't that exciting? He's been doing it and he's going to continue to do it because the Holy Ghost uses these. It's his method. It's modus operandi, the way he does things.
Yeah, but God can do anything he wants. He's sovereign.
Well, then he should have listed some other ones. All these worketh the one and self-same spirit. And when you start to get in the real, that's just an ignorant statement anyway, because once you see the depth and the interlacing of every one of these nine gifts, it covers everything. He doesn't need to go out beyond those into some new gift. It's just a different way that he's using that gift. All right, Jesus is Lord. I hope you're glad you came today. Yay! Verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discerning of spirits. Who? To another, diverse kinds of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. Like I said in that one example with me, I had no idea that God would use that gift to get a car to me when I needed it. Right? It could have been the other gifts. But that's the one he chose to get it over to me. You see why we need to be so sensitive to him? And we need to be sensitive in our everyday life. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Go to Philippians 4:19. If I were you, I'd go to Philippians 4:19 right now. Hallelujah. Ha! Philippians 4:19. Yes. But my God, who is your God? Who's God in the earth today? He's the Holy Ghost. My God shall supply all. Say all. All my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory. It's by his riches. It's not by your ability to bring it to pass. It's by his ability to bring it to pass. And he even said riches. Yay. Yes. What does that mean? Can he afford it?
Yes.
He can't afford it. Yes. And really what I'm trying to do is get you to have faith in the power, the operation or the manifestation of God the Holy Ghost. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Good. I don't know how I'm going to get healed. Good. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Yay. You don't need to know how to make it. You need to know that the Holy Ghost is God and he's going to supply that need. By his riches, by his power, by his gifts, by his grace. You simply have to maintain your faith. And be aware, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. Yay!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Go to Luke 11. I hope you're getting some of this. Do you mean to tell me that this is God's method? This is the way he does things? And if we'll learn how to do things with him, we'll be able to have faith in the power? See, this is a thing, it's really not easy to get over to people. You can have faith in the power of God. You can have faith and relax and know that gift of the Spirit is going to be there. Remember Samson? How many of you remember Samson? Long-haired guy, used to come to church back in the 60s. Had a problem with women. Samson in the Bible. Samson and Delilah. Right? Do you think he was concerned about whether when he got into a tight situation the gift of the Spirit wasn't going to function for him? No, he egged it on. If you read the story, he egged it on. He went right into the midst of them. He'd go down and get right into their face, and you know, and he'd wait. And then the Bible says he shook himself. And when he shook himself, that gift of the Spirit began to move, and he just tore them up. Limb from limb many times. Killed a whole bunch of them with the jawbone of an ass. Supernatural. Why did he do that? How could he do that? He had faith in the power of God. He was comfortable knowing he could get there. He could get there. He could get there. And that's where we need to be. We have to have faith that we can get there. Whether it's a working of miracles or whether it's a gift of healing, whatever it is. All right. Now, see, I'm really trying to be careful here because there's a fine line you need to draw and you need to walk on. Because you don't force these things to happen, otherwise you get goofy. Now, if you remember, we talked about spirit, soul, and body. I don't know if I wrote that down. I don't think I did. But John, in the book of John, Jesus talked about entering. If someone enters by another door, the same as a thief and a robber. So we don't enter by another door. We enter by the Spirit of God. Because if we try to enter with our mind, or we try to enter with our body, we're entering by a different door, and the same puts us in line with a thief and a robber. And it may seem like the legitimate thing, but it's not. And it's not always easy to differentiate, because a lie has to assimilate or look like the truth to a degree, or we won't receive it. Glory to God. I realize that was heavy-duty stuff, but sometimes these things are necessary to say, because when you get out talking about these things, we don't want people just running off and being weird. Right. We're trying to build people's faith in the power of God. Luke 11:10. For everyone that asks receives, how many?
Everyone.
Now. Is that what it says? Yeah, that's what it says. Everyone that asks receives. Yay, God. And he that seeks finds. So if you seek, are you going to find?
Yes.
If you ask, you're going to receive?
Yes.
According to the Bible.
Yes.
He that seeks shall find. To him that knocks, it shall be opened unto him. Is this good news? So you can ask, seek, and knock, and I don't care what your problem is, it's going to be opened up unto you. It's going to be given to you. I don't know, I'm trying to preach the good news here. Well, I don't know, I don't like it. Well, let's read on. If anyone asks bread, if any son asks a bread of any of you, is there a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him for a fish, a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Man, that guy's mean. Reach into the bowl, son. There's a nice egg in there for you. And there's a scorpion in there. Is a father going to do that? Anyone who's a legitimate father. If you're an evil father, maybe. But God's not an evil father. If you ask for something, what is he going to give you? What you ask for. Is this scripture? Am I going out beyond scripture to make this statement? No, this is scripture. He's going to give you what you ask for. Now listen. Verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts. Say good gifts. Good gifts to your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give what? The Holy Spirit to them that ask him. But Dad, I asked you for a car. Dad, I asked you for a new place to live. Dad, I asked you for this. What did he give you though? It seems like he's just playing with you. But he's not. He's showing you what the answer is going to be every time. Every single time that an answer to prayer comes through, it comes by a gift of the Holy Spirit. But that's the truth. And we just haven't been recognizing it. Because we're looking for the car. I was when we were looking for that car. I was looking for cars. I was driving around looking for something. What can I afford? So I kept looking. And I look in the paper and I drive around. But I've learned. Say, he's learned. I've learned to not run around so much anymore. I've learned to not be stupid where you don't look at all. I'm just going to go in my closet. Hang out with my shoes. No, I'm not. I'm going to do what's necessary, but I'm not going to freak out about it. I'm not going to. Why? Because I have faith. Say, he has faith. I have faith in the power of God. I have faith that when I need it, that answer's going to be there, and it's going to come through a gift of the Spirit, which will be supernatural, because I'm a supernatural servant of a supernatural God who gives me supernatural gifts and answers all my needs supernaturally by the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah! Hallelujah! And so are you. And that's what I'm trying to bring you in. I'm roping you in now. And now I'm pulling it in. And I'm going to hog tie you. And brand you. Because it's fun. Yeah. Glory be to God for it. Did you see that? Am I making this up now? Because if I did, I had to go in your house last night and rewrite your Bible. And I didn't. So you're asking God for something. What are you asking him for? You might know what you're asking him for, right? You're asking God for something. How's he going to answer you? What's he going to give you to meet that need? He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, and the reason why he gives you the Holy Spirit, he doesn't just give you a gift of the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who divides the gifts severally as he wills, because he knows what you need. He knows how to get it through to you. Aren't you glad that the Holy Ghost knows how to get it through to you? As dense and silly as we are. Nah. As dense as we are, the Holy Ghost knows how to get it through to us. But we need to be willing to have it gotten through to us. And know where it's going to come from. Supernaturally from heaven. Hallelujah. That was pretty good. That'd be worth, you know, that'd be worth, I don't know, charging entrance or something here. Whew. Glory be to God forever. Did I read all of that? Yay. You know then how to give good gifts to your children? How many are doing that this time of year? Trying to figure out something good to give them. Like a spanking in a box. That'd be good for them. Like one of those jack-in-the-boxes with a hand that comes out. Call it a slap in the box. Spank in a box. Yeah, that'd market that. We'll sell it out there on the tape table. Yay, God is good. If you, then being evil, know how to give good, do you know how to give good gifts? Yeah. Usually you do, you know, if your kids are there. And you, what do? You watch them. You ask them lots of times, what do you want? If they like this, they like that, you're looking for them. You're watching over them. You're their father. You're their parent. You should be. You know what they need. You know what they want. Why? Because lots of times they're telling you. And we do have scriptures. I'm not ignoring, you understand that. I'm not ignoring and denying the rest of all the scriptures here. When I'm drawing a line on this one, you still need to ask the Father, because you have not because you ask not. And you still need to believe in faith that you receive it when you pray. Yes. And you need to keep your confession straight that I have it once I've prayed. But now I'm showing you the next step of how it comes around, so we don't miss it. And we can be more sensitive. And we can be more yielded. And we can have more faith in the power of God to bring it to pass. Because that's how he does it. Because how many times, you know, you sit there and you go, I don't know. How could he do this? Even God can't do this. How's he going to do it? By one or more of the nine gifts of the Spirit. So wouldn't it be good for us to be yielding to the Spirit? Hello? On a regular basis. And if I can get this church anyway to spend more time praying in the Holy Ghost, like an hour a day. What are you doing? You're yielding yourself to the Holy Ghost. You're yielding yourself to Him, and you can expect. Say expect. What's another word for expect? Anticipate. What's another one? No. Believe. Well, the one I'm looking for is faith. You're going to have faith in the Holy Ghost. You can expect the Holy Ghost to do something. You can anticipate all of those things. You're having faith in the Holy Ghost that He's going to do. That's why I think faith fits even better, because you know it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't even know how the gift of the Spirit is going to function, but you know it's going to happen. I remember, you know, and I'm not big on, you know, sports illustrations, because I'm just not that, you know, into sports. But I remember Michael Jordan. I used to watch. See, it kind of tells you how he hasn't even been playing. Well, he's probably driving a race car last time you knew. But back when I knew, he'd play basketball, and he was very good at basketball. Michael Jordan. You like how I'm working this in here, you know, like keep people on board. But Michael Jordan, you'd watch him, and he'd get down to the end of the game, and let's say they're a few points behind. He'd be like, give me the ball. All the plays would be feeding Michael the ball. Why? Because something would happen to this man where it wouldn't matter. He could be standing, you know, outside, and you'd give him the ball, and somehow he would spin and go in and go under the legs and then over the hoop and then put it down behind his back, and it would go in there. Swish. And what you could see was he had a higher advantage of skill. That he knew it wouldn't matter what the configuration of players was around him or what the scene was in the natural. He had an unfair advantage. He could go right through it and make the goal. And most of the time they'd win, even if they were down. Well, we have an unfair advantage, and we are going to win every time. Even if you're down, you're going to win. Why? Because you need to now yield to give me the ball. You give me the ball? Because who do you have in you? You got the Holy Ghost. What's the unfair advantage? The Holy Ghost. He's got the ability to get things across to you supernaturally. That's unfair. It's just not fair. Shame on you. You should have let other people know. Go, let them know. They can have an unfair advantage too. I don't know if this is helping you. I believe it is though. Glory be to God. This is God. See, can you see that this is God's method? If he wants to get you something, what's he going to use? A train? What's he going to use? The gift. He's going to give you the Holy Ghost so that the gifts can flow through him. Well, let's look over here quickly. I'm almost done. Acts chapter 2. Yay, God. Acts chapter 2. So you know what is so wonderful about this is it takes the pressure off putting pressure on people. You don't have to put the pressure on the people anymore. You don't have to put the pressure on your relatives. You don't have to put the pressure on the job. You don't have to put the pressure because the pressure is in the wrong place. Yeah. You don't have to put the pressure where the pressure should be. Right? Where are you going to put the pressure? On my dog. No, you're going to put the pressure on the Spirit because that's where the gifts are going to come from, and that's what's going to take you over. How many of you spun your wheels, and you didn't get anywhere? That's, I guess, the definition of spinning your wheels. But you're spinning your wheels, you're spinning your wheels, you're looking here, you're going there, you're doing this, you're making calls, you're doing all this stuff, and you're spinning your wheels. Not going anywhere. When a lot of times, you just need to put the pressure on the Holy Ghost. Say, something's not working out right here, God, I'm going to pray in tongues for a while. Shaka mahandai. Untie my bow tie. Right? And as you're praying in tongues, something will float up out from the inside of you. The Holy Ghost lives in you. If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, He lives in you. And pretty soon wisdom comes flowing out. Well, what if it doesn't happen? Then just keep going. And something will happen. And you'll have a revelation. What if you have a revelation? What would that be? See, and a lot of us, we miss this so many times. I have an understanding. I know what I'm supposed to do now. That's the leading of the Lord. Yes, it is the leading of the Lord, but it's a gift of the Spirit. You just had a gift of the Spirit. How many of you have ever had a gift of the Spirit? We've all had a gift of the Spirit. You're not one of those Pentecostal people, are you? Yes, hallelujah. Why? Because it gives me an unfair advantage. Hallelujah. And it's more often, and I'm telling you just from my own personal experience and what I see in the world, but from my own personal experience, I've had the gifts of the Spirit operate so much more in my own personal life than even in ministry, and I'm in the ministry. He'll speak to me about something or someone or, you know, on a personal basis with people. Words of wisdom. Discerning of spirits. Tongues, interpretation of tongues. We could go through, I believe, you know, and I'm not going to make some concrete statement because people always go, oh, who are you? I believe I function in every single one of the gifts of the Spirit at one time or another. And I wouldn't be surprised if most of you have too. You just haven't recognized it. And how can I say that? Because if you have the Holy Ghost, He will divide to you the things that you need when you need them if you're putting pressure on Him. So stop putting pressure on the world. Stop putting pressure on your boss. Stop putting pressure on the dog. Stop putting pressure on your husband or all this other stuff. Stop it. Knock it off. Put the pressure where you're supposed to. It's the Holy Ghost. And when you yield to Him, He will give you the most. Jesus is Lord. Did you find that? I'll try to end with this. You know I try. I really do. Acts 2. 38. So by this, wouldn't it be good to begin to understand and know the gifts of the Spirit?
Yes.
Know what they are. Be able to classify them and understand. I heard somebody actually said it to me. A preacher said it to me on the phone the other day. He said, you know, if you go up and ask, you'll ask some people, you know, well, tell me about that gift of the Spirit, how it functions and stuff. And he goes, well, what does it matter? It works. What does it matter if it works? Well, the reason it matters to understand how is then you can communicate that to someone else. We had so many back, especially in the healing revivals and stuff, we had people operate. They didn't even know what they were doing. They just knew that they were moving in this gift of the Spirit. But it really didn't help anybody else because the other people that wanted to be able to do that, they couldn't because they didn't know. Well, that shouldn't be us anymore because we all should be moving in these things, number one, personally. And especially because if you practice on yourself personally, nobody else gets hurt, do they? Come here, let me prophesy over you. Oh, I'm twitching. Oh, you're supposed to go to Africa, John, tomorrow. Sell all your stuff, go. Says the Lord. I'll be like, yeah, we'll see how that works out. Sorry about that, John. But if it's for you, right? God's helping you. And that's, you know, and do you get this? God's going to help me, and I hope you can get it. And because this makes me happy so many times, I tell you, it's been a comfort to me. When I see a situation where it looks like I want to put pressure on everything else, but I start to laugh and I say, wait a minute, I have the Holy Ghost. He's used me before in these gifts. In a very similar situation like this, I can have faith that he's going to do it again. And I can have faith he's going to do it again because I'm not going under, I'm going over.
Hallelujah.
He's going to do it. He does it. Say he's going to do it.
He
does it.
For me.
Every time. The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
What is that? You're getting faith in the power of God. The faith in the power of God. And you know, and it's much like, you know, when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I know I've heard of people that, you know, they get baptized in the Holy Ghost and they, you know, they got thrown under the organ and they twitched and they couldn't talk English for the next 4 days. That didn't happen to me. I'm glad it didn't happen to me. And we've heard of experiences like that, but predominantly it's not that way. And many times the gifts of the Spirit are the same way. So like when you receive the Holy Ghost, it just seemed like it wasn't much of anything almost. But you were yielding to him by faith. And the more you yield to him by faith, the more it will make sense. The clearer your language will come. It's the same way with the other gifts of the Spirit. So many times it doesn't seem like it's as spectacular as it should be for a working of miracles. Just someone calling someone and calling me. How's that a working of miracles? Where's the Red Sea parting? It wasn't as spectacular, but it was still, you don't see what's going on behind the scenes. You could have had angels bending over backwards and kicking people and all kinds of other stuff. It was a miracle. And if the Holy Ghost did it, it was through one of these gifts of the Spirit. And as we filter these down and begin to see them, we're gonna have greater manifestations, every one of us. Number one, in our own personal lives, but yet then collectively too. Hallelujah. Is this good? Let's read this. I'll try to end. Acts 2:38. Who? Say who? Then Peter said unto them, repent ye. Yay, I love the word repent. You know what's great about the word repent? Is we can. Repent and be baptized. Every one of you. How many?
Every
one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and you. Who?
You.
You, every one of you. You, every one of you, shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What was the gift? The Holy. Why didn't he say a gift from the Holy Ghost? Because if he gives everyone the Holy Ghost, now the Holy Ghost himself can administer the gift. The Holy Ghost himself can be Lord of that gift. The Holy Ghost himself can be the operator of that gift. Severally, as he wills. Ah. Glory be to God. James 4:6 says he gives more grace. He gives more grace. More grace and grace, another word for grace is gift. He gives more. He gives more. You start out with what you have and you get more. All right, you good with that?
Yeah.
Father, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for these people right now. I thank you that this word will not return void, that it is bearing fruit. Satan, take your hands off of them. Leave them alone. Don't try to sow in weirdness or other kinds of strange things in there. Let this be Holy Ghost, the way it should be, that we may grow up accurately in fertile soil in the name of Jesus and bear very much good, pure, holy fruit for your kingdom and in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.